Hello, gorgeous souls.
And welcome to the Find Your Power podcast. I'm your host, Kirsten. And welcome to the place where I help you expand your soul, your mind, and of course, your bank account. Here we talk all things mindset, manifestation, spirituality, personal growth, and so much more. Today, I urge you to open up your mind, receive something new, learn something new, and grow just a little bit more. I thank you so much for trusting me to be a guide along your journey. And now, without further ado, let's begin.
Hello, 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 my beautiful, amazing, powerful, abundant, badass souls out there. It's been a hot minute since I've done a podcast episode, so I am so happy to be back with you guys, and I hope you missed the episodes, and I'm glad that you're here right now. If you're new, welcome, welcome. I'm happy to have you here, and if you've been here before, thank you for coming back. I'm so glad that you're gaining something from the podcast, and it warms my heart so much to be providing positivity, light, and value to you guys. So thank you for being here. To kind of update you guys on my life a little bit, I have been all over the place. I went through another move. I was in an apartment complex here in Tampa, and there was just a bunch of things that went wrong. I'm not going to go into too much detail, but essentially, we just could not live there anymore, so we toured a new place. We were able to transfer our lease, and we ended up moving, so I've been going through a move, a lot of busyness with work, traveling, so just a lot of stuff, but I am happy to be back here with you guys. So today, I want to talk about something I think everyone can relate to. I want to talk about releasing control. I know, so scary, right? As humans, we want to control everything. Everything. Because the more we can control, the more we feel in control. And when we feel in control, we feel safer, right? Because when things happen unexpectedly or when things happen that we cannot control, it makes us scared because we don't know what to expect. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know what to do. So we try and try and try to control every little aspect of our lives. But let me tell you something. There are some things that you cannot control. So you need to release your want to control those things. Somebody once told me, control the controllables and release control over the things you cannot control. What this means is when something is going on in your life and you don't like what's happening or you don't like the outcome or something's making you uncomfortable or giving you anxiety or whatever it is, if that thing is something that you can control, control it. Control it. And then you will no longer feel those feelings of anxiety or stress or whatever feelings are coming up because of that thing. Because you're able to control it and change the situation. So for example, when I moved to this new apartment, we were not happy in our old place. Certain things were giving me anxiety. They were stressing me out. There were a lot of things going on. And I realized, is this something I can change? Yes, even though we're in a lease, there were things that could be done. So guess what? We took control and we changed the situation. And what did we change the situation to? Something more preferable, something we liked more, something that was going to make us more happy. Okay, we didn't sit there and complain and sit in stress and anxiety over our situation. We realized we can control this, we can change this, so let's do that. We made the change, we made it happen, and now we are 10 times happier in a new area, a new spot, a new situation. Okay, so that's an example of being able to control a controllable. Now, when something happens in your life that you cannot control, you need to accept this and release your want and your need to control that situation. For example, let's say one day you get fired from your job and your whole world gets turned upside down. You lose your income, you lose your benefits, you lose your coworkers, your friends, your whatever comes along with you losing that job. Okay? There's a lot of losses that come with that. You have the choice to sit there and fester in the feelings that have come up because of getting fired. You can sit there and be sad and angry and wonder why. You can be anxious. You can feel all of these negative feelings and you can sit in them and wonder and just let it control you. Or you can realize that this is a non-controllable. You cannot control this situation. You cannot control the fact that you just got fired. What's done is done. You are fired and you have to move forward. It's not something that you can control. So don't keep thinking about it. Don't keep festering in it. Don't keep letting those emotions bother you and control your life. Instead, accept what has happened. Understand that you cannot control what happened. Release that want to control the situation and move forward. Understand you can't change it and move forward. So what can you do from here? You can apply to new jobs. You can start a business. You can find a way to provide the benefits that you were getting from this job. You can find a way to provide those things to yourself, for yourself. Control what you can control. You can't control that you got fired, but you can control how your life plays out from here. You can control getting a new job. You can control your energy. You can control your emotions from the situation and how they are affecting your life. Control the controllables and release what you cannot control. The second you do this, I promise you, you're going to feel a weight off of your shoulders. You're going to feel less stressed and anxious about certain situations because once you have that understanding, okay, I can't control this. Why am I stressing? Why am I stressing right now? I can't control this. There's nothing more that can be done. There is nothing I can do at this moment to change this situation. So all I have to do is accept it for what it is. That's it. But for the things you can control, understand you can control them and take action to change those things. If we hadn't taken action to move to a new apartment, we would still be not happy. We would still be dealing with issues. Our quality of life would be lower because of all of the things that were going on and all the things we were dealing with. But we took action, we changed what we could change, and now we are happier. You always have the ability to change the controllables. Everything in your life that is a controllable, you can change. If you don't like your job, you can get a new one. If you don't like where you live, you can move. If you don't like your circle, you can get new friends. If you don't like your clothing, you can buy new clothes, right? You always have the ability to change the things you can change. But it's always up to you to take action to change those things, which is the hardest part. Many people don't want to take that action. because it either takes too much energy or too much time or it's scary. But if there are things you want to change, you have to change them. Nothing changes if nothing changes. So change the things that you do not like in your life. Control the things that you can control. It's your life. It is up to you to take control. And then with the things you cannot, like getting sick, getting fired, dealing with a loss, getting broken up with, the things that you don't have control over, the most important thing in that time is awareness and acceptance. Awareness and acceptance. You have to accept what has happened, and you have to move forward and understand that you can't change anything in that situation. So the more you get in your head about it, the more you let it affect you, the more you're going to spiral down. Understand you can't change it, leave it in the past, and move forward. Always, always, always move forward, because the second you stop moving forward, you're either stagnant or you are going backwards. And to get into energy a little bit, the second you start moving in a direction, you're going to keep propelling in that direction. So you're going to keep moving faster and faster and faster in that direction. So the second you start moving forward, you're going to pick up momentum and keep going forward faster and faster, and you're going to build that momentum. But the second you let yourself fall behind, the second you let yourself start moving backwards and taking steps back in your life, you're going to keep on that momentum, and that's what we call a spiral. So you need to take control right when you notice these things happening. Right when you notice yourself taking that one step back, you need to be aware and you need to pick yourself back up and start moving forward. Because you will keep falling back and keep falling back. And if you don't pick yourself up, sometimes you're not going to have anybody to pick you up. So take control of your life. Control the controllables, release what you cannot control, and always be moving yourself forward. Always. All right, that's all I have for you guys today. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And as always, if you got anything from this, please share it on your Instagram story. Tag us at Find Your Power Podcast on Instagram. Share with anyone in your life you feel needs to hear this. And if you feel called to, I would love if you wrote a review about the podcast, about this episode in general, or just the whole podcast as a whole. I absolutely love hearing from you guys and seeing the value that you get. So I would love if you guys wrote a review. And to end this episode, as always, make sure you go out into the world today and spread some positivity, because you never know the impact that you can make. You never know what one smile can do for someone's day. You never know what one compliment can do for someone. You never know what impact you can make. So go out there and spread your light, spread some positivity, and make changes in the world. All right, I love you guys so much, and have a beautiful day.